Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the enrichment, education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. The show is being sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Burlington. Our address is 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206. Our phone number is 704-333-2446. And the Burlington address is 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC 27215. And our phone number is 336-675-0075. We just want to thank God this morning for giving us the opportunity to come together. Thank God for giving us another day. Thank God for His protection. We just want to thank God for the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction that He bestows upon us as we go throughout this day. And as we go, dear God, we just pray that You go before us and allow us to live for Your purpose, which is to glorify You. This morning, September the 3rd, third day of September, National Recovery Month. National Recovery Month is a month that is represented by National Recovery Month for September. SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, observes this month. It's been called the National Recovery Month. It's Alcohol and Drug Recovery Month. And this is random. I wrote our president, and I need to write him an apology because I said for the 8 years he was in office online, when you look at the proclamations, you do not see one for National Recovery Month. I was in error. I observed it for the past at least 2015, since at least 2009, since he's been in office, he has written a proclamation for the month representing National Recovery Month, and has mentioned different statements for this month, including 2015. You can always go to whitehouse.gov and search National Recovery Month proclamations, and you can read some of the things that he's written. Many of them are form letters, but it was just good to see that he did represent this as a month, and I'm not sure about other presidents, but I'm happy to know that President Obama did indeed write proclamations, which is almost like a presidential endorsement. If you proclaim a month, that puts it in hard copy, that puts it in print, that makes an awareness. That's a confirmation that the higher-ups do feel it necessary to deal with the issues of mental health and substance use disorders, and that recovery is possible. And then it has a lot of other statements that are made. And that is good to know that that happens. And then you have, like I said, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, which is federal. They also have different initiatives that they bring down, and you are able to get grant money to host programs or conduct programs and things like that to that end. Of course, you have to write in, it has to be detailed enough, and it has to be informational enough, and really needs to follow the SMART, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-limited or time-sensitive. When you write things to organizations, you should, instead of blanketing it, you should be able to be specific about what it is. It should be measurable about the length of time that it would require you. It should be achievable, and it should be realistic, and it also should be time limited or time sensitive. You should put a time on it, and as a counselor, I probably shouldn't be saying should, but should not, because that doesn't give individuals a privilege. That makes it a mean. You have to, but It is good when you're writing those specific things. And as a counselor, when individuals say that, you know, they have a presenting problem and here lies their situation, it is good for them to state specifically what the issues are. It's also good to make a mention of let's measure how the issues are, and then let's measure the length of time that will be required in order to take care of the issue. Also, it has to be achievable. If it's an individual, I made a statement to someone earlier in the week, and it really wasn't achievable because it didn't follow what Maslow stated as far as his hierarchy of needs. Everything is in steps. There's a process to every single thing, and speaking about certain things being achievable, if your basic needs aren't taken care of, food, shelter, and clothing, you're going to be really unable to feel secure about your situation enough to then proceed into a relationship with an individual that will be on some type of a stable ground, and it'll be hard to feel good about that relationship and the relationship having a purpose, which is a higher purpose than what you may think of, you know, just being with somebody and living your life out. But what is the higher purpose of being with that person? And so that goes back to it was not even achievable or realistic. And as far as the time goes, time sensitive, when is enough enough? So that is just sort of what we are with the National Recovery Month and making a request for assistance for this month and probably what the administration sees. Anytime that you're trying to work on an issue, those are some things that you might want to consider in order to work on them. Which leads me to, we are having an event September the 19th, 10 to 2 in Charlotte. We also having an event, our open house is going to be in Burlington from 2 to 5 on the Friday, September the 18th. And that's going to be pretty good. The open house is just to invite individuals to see where our location is in Burlington, since that's our newer location, the setup of it, and you know, present the program as we are envisioning it. For Burlington, Burlington being the in within the Piedmont corridor and different businesses that are moving in and different initiatives that are coming about within that area. And then in Charlotte, September the 19th, which is a Saturday, and I've juggled moving that for more participation for more people, but I decided that I probably want to just leave it right there. Saturday is our date, the third Saturday of September, hold pretty dear. So I decided that just to kind of keep it, and if people are motivated to come out and motivated to attend and motivated to participate, then they will do so. But if they are not, then that's okay too. This year, we will have Smart Start working with us. We're having Substance Abuse Prevention Services as well as the Drug Free Coalition, hopefully. And we invited, as we were thinking about different resources, I thought it was real neat that there is a fire truck that is painted pink. We're going to park it outside, and it's going to follow that up today and see the length of time that they're going to be there. And then have the mayor of Harrisburg, I always give that designation, but C. Chai Chai, who has a story and is working with a part of the Talking Out initiative, and he's going to present his story sort of as our keynote. And what else? Steve Benson, who comes more from the spiritual side and is going to talk about forgiveness. And then we are endeavoring to release balloons this year, which we're going to tie off some of our own issues and release them into the atmosphere and just be done with them and call that a culmination of recovery, which helps us to work on what we are attempting to do, which is to let things go, which is important when you're dealing with your issues and important when you're dealing with situations in recovery or resentments that you might have. It is important to let those things go. So that is the layout of our program. And as we've been organizing this since April, for the last 4 or 5 months, what I realized is that specifically it is a time to bring individuals together. And I make the attempt to ask various individuals to participate. And I start, this year I started with the president with a proclamation that we're going to read that's going to state about National Recovery Month and what the National Recovery Month is. And then I went to the governor, Pat McCrory, which I want to take issue with, but haven't figured out a way to do that. My problem is I was watching the news, and there are some groups that are from outside of Houston or outside of North Carolina from Houston that has put him on their flyer as almost an endorsement for an event that they're hosting here in North Carolina. My problem is reading that he said that he would be in attendance, but he wanted to distance himself from that organization specifically because they are more on the religious side and they're stating their religion and we're going to pray for the country and pray. And I guess he doesn't mind praying, but he doesn't want to be hooked to being a part of one organization praying when there are millions of others, I say millions, excuse me, when there are many others that, you know, have the same ideas of why would you endorse an organization that's not even from the area. So, as I'm thinking about that, I went and I visited an individual on yesterday, and I'm not averse to individuals working within different communities. I mean, I travel from Alamance County to Mecklenburg County on a weekly basis, and I actually cover between the two, between 3 and 5 counties total in my travels, and I consider that all a part of my commute, and I consider it all a part of myself. I have stopped off in these various areas in the contest that we have going on, where it says, where am I? I went from Alamance County to Mecklenburg County and wanted individuals to guess where I was from there to there just because I thought it was interesting, so I don't mind to do that. But my problem comes if you have talent within your own community, then why would you not choose someone from your community? Now, here I was thinking that this program it was going to be 30 minutes, and it's not. I have 60 seconds left on a 15-minute segment, and I do apologize for that. Ordinarily, the weekday edition is 30 minutes, but you are welcome to email me, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And then we just want to pray to God. I just want to thank him for the opportunity again to come together, to thank him for an opportunity to continue to serve him in the best way that we know how. And just as we travel today, dear God, we just pray that you continue to go with us, go before us, protect us, our safety, watch over our families, watch over our children, and even take care of individuals what we don't know as they go. And dear God, just continue to open their minds and open their hearts and allow them to do what thus says the Lord. We just want to thank you all and have a good Thursday. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.